This is Jack Aiken with Aiken for the Truth. The beaver is an interesting animal to study. It's North America's largest rodent, found throughout most of the forested portions of the Northwest. Over the next several sessions, we'll look at a few of the beaver's specialized physiological features, its dam building and lodge building, and pose a few questions about some of the designed features and habits of this remarkable animal. Among its many unique features, the beaver is specially designed to swim and work underwater. It's a strong swimmer and can swim up to 5 miles per hour and remain underwater for up to 15 minutes. Its nose and ear valves can close when the beaver is submerged. This little guy, or gal, can cut and chew submerged wood without getting water in its mouth by drawing its loose lips tightly behind the protruding front teeth. The front teeth are not sensitive, but the protected molars and other back teeth behind the protective lips are sensitive. Additional to these distinct features, beavers also have transparent eyelids, so they can see underwater with protected eyes. The beaver's heavy chestnut brown coat over a warm, soft underfur keeps the animal comfortable in all temperatures. Its large, webbed feet and broad black tail, about 10 inches long and 6 inches wide, can be used as a rudder when swimming, and can thus even cross quickly flowing streams while dragging a floating log. When the beaver stands up on its hind legs to cut down a tree, the tail is like a fifth leg used for balance. Engineers are specially trained to alter habitat beneficially and by design. The beaver, though not bright enough to earn an engineering degree in any university I'm aware of, also alters its habitat. This methodical little animal is not particularly quick or fierce. It's not a fast runner and is not armed with dangerous fangs, claws, or an aggressive personality. So, in order to survive, the beaver adapts its watery environment for its own defense. First, it assures itself of 2 or 3 feet of water year-round for a refuge from enemies and food storage for winter. Then, it builds a house only accessible underwater. We'll talk more about these next time. If you ever get a chance to view a beaver at work in the wild, you will, no doubt, experience a feeling of joy and wonder, and perhaps contemplate a God who possesses not only the beauty of soul to conceive such a creature, but the wisdom, skill, and power to create it. Until next time, this is Jack Aiken with Aiken for the Truth.